afternoon. Today is Wednesday, July the 24th, 206th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 5th, Ryan Sundberg.
Hey, hi. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Oh, you got games. You brought in games today.
Of course. Oh, yeah, cool. I didn't want you to get bored.
Gee, sleeping birds. I'm not familiar with that one.
Those are angry birds, not sleeping.
Oh, those are, okay. This afternoon, we got a couple different things we can talk about. The power plant, we'll get an update on that situation. We got the county fair coming in around the corner. And also progression with the general plan as we're going element to element. And there's a transition going on right now. So we'll talk about the element that was and the element that's coming up when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, news and information time. It's 3:13. I shouldn't be reading the quotes as we're coming back. This one's just funny for me.
You ever seen me walk and chew gum?
Not at the same time, successfully, okay.
No, it's ugly.
Oh, let's see. I've Roseanne Barr. I mean, it's funny, but I don't like her, so I'm not going to use her. Jeez, I'm in the wrong section. Great quotes, but none that we can use. Here we go. Our quote this afternoon comes from Oliver Herford. I'm not a big fan of him. No, okay. 1863 to 1935, quote, a manuscript, something submitted in haste and returned at leisure. That almost falls under written comments, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, I see. We're going to start slow and coast downhill. Huh? Oh, boy. The nuclear plant has been, what, 3 years? 4 years ago? Is that when they started moving the big things in and changing it out? And
somewhere around there, four or five years.
We were down at King Salmon about a week and a half ago. Nothing frustrates me more than seeing weeds growing up in parking lots. Because you know it used to be productive and now it's not. You know, you go to some of the old mill sites like the Carlotta site. Mm-hmm. You can hardly see the parking lot. You go to the PG&E plant. There's a parking lot that's active, but there's also the other one that's kind of starting to show signs of not being utilized. What's the current situation with the nuclear plant?
Well, they're hot and heavy into the decommissioning. PG&E just came to our meeting last Tuesday and gave a really good presentation on where they're at, where they're going, how much it's going to cost, what the process is, and
what's in it for us? Was that part of it too?
In it for the county?
Yeah.
Well, I think what's in it for the county, there's a lot of, you know, really good jobs out there, and it's keeping quite a few people employed.
And will they continue to be out there? Are these transition jobs?
Yeah, these are jobs that'll last until the project's over, and then they'll hopefully find something else. But it'll be. I'm trying to remember how many more years it has, but it's got a little while longer. Years longer. And the price tag was just under $1 billion for that whole project. And they're shipping the...
Good thing that one didn't come out of the general fund, huh?
Let's suck it dry, yeah. The waste they were saying is going to Texas. Some of the waste they had. One of the interesting things they said is they're going to build a slurry wall. It's some kind of material. They dig down 160 feet and put a wall around that thing. When they go to dig the whole thing out and take it all out and suck all the water and everything that's radioactive out of there. And there's a process they have to do that. I guess there's a few different ways to do it, but it's pretty amazing that they can even do that. I thought, and what they'll do is they put that thing around it. It's kind of encapsulates it, and then they suck everything out of the bottom of it. And they were saying it was they're trying to the part of the plan that they had to turn in had to be 25 millirems of radioactivity at the end of it, and basically that's the same amount as a farmer would have out on a
just
a
so
ranch.
Natural so occurring. Just,
yeah, someone who isn't working in a medical office that does radiation it's pretty pretty passive of they're getting it probably from solar rays and what's naturally in your body and that kind of thing. And I did ask them, what's that 25, what's that compared to, what is normal? And they were saying that it's like 250 millirems is what normal people have in them per year is what you're exposed to. And so it's really, really low. I mean, it's just,
it sounds almost like zero detect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really, really low. So they, I think they're being, really, really cautious. They have a really good plan, and I think that place will be very clean when they're done. And it's for $1 billion, you'd hope so. But
now, with the changes that are going on, does that put more of an emphasis on Fairhaven and some of the other power producing facilities in the area, or is this just a change out of one form of nuclear for another form of nuclear?
Well, the nuclear has been closed for a long time, and they put in the natural gas power plant that's there now, and that's been up and running for a while. And that's actually at our general plan meeting, we were doing the energy element, so this kind of all ties in together here. But one of the questions I asked was, they were talking about doing electric vehicle charging stations was one of the goals that they had for the energy element. And I asked, because I had heard different things, when sometimes you hear that it's the cleanest thing ever and everyone should drive an electric vehicle and the world would be saved, and then the next article you read is, well, you got to produce that energy, and that energy is probably dirtier than the gas or diesel you would use for the car, so what's the point? And he gave a pretty good answer. It was if you lived back east and it was a coal plant that was producing the energy, it would probably not be as clean, because that coal energy is emitting more than
to, yeah.
But in Humboldt County, we've got the three biodiesel or bio mass plants, and then we have the natural gas plant that's brand new, so it's got all the brand new efficiency. And it's super clean, and then so that if you used a plug-in vehicle in Humboldt County, it'd be much more clean than if you live back east. So it was interesting to hear, because I did it. That was something I've always you read all these conflicting reports, and it makes some sense to depending on where you live and where the energy's produced.
It's another fence straddler. Depends.
It depends, yeah.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Mark the dates August 14th through the 25th for the 117th annual Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale. Beginning opening day, there'll be 8 days of fast horse racing. Competing beef and dairy cattle, goats, poultry, sheep, and swine will be on display and judged. The flower pavilion will be filled with beautiful plants grown by county gardeners. The art pavilion will have many delights for the eye. And enjoy the judged exhibits of locally made items, from baked goods to hand-spun yarn, with much in between, such as decorated potatoes, scarecrows, quilts, rugs, and home brews. There'll be plenty to eat and drink, so you can treat yourself to corn dogs and cotton candy. The commercial exhibits building will feature fascinating products. And of course, there's the Ferris wheel and other rides the kids will want to try. For hours and information, call 786-9511. That's 786-9511. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people, places, and things that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, you alluded to the fact that you guys heard yesterday about the power plant and kind of a status of that situation. But you also kind of tease the energy element in the general plan. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, how many elements are there, I guess, in the general plan, and where are you on the cross-off list?
Let's see. I believe there's 13 elements, I think. Ooh. Yeah, I think there's 13, and we're about three-quarters of the way through it. And the big ones are coming up. We've got land use, which is the...
That's the big contentious one, isn't it, for most folks?
Well, yeah.
The one that's getting most attention might be a better way to say it.
Yeah, but the forest resources was a big one. And with the emergence of the ad hoc group that came out, you know, and they had people on both sides, and they end up, you know, they've been working really well together and producing a product that, you know, that is more balanced, I think, and it's something that, you know, a lot of the little questions, and I don't know if you've probably heard over the years, you know, there's these words that are thrown in there and that can mean different things and be interpreted different ways. And, you know, what does it all mean at the end? And how does this word tie into a different word and a different element? You know, and what's that going to cost? Can the county afford it? Are you just, you know, are you regulating and making it so expensive that people won't build? Or are you just, you know,
what is the goal?
Yeah, sure, you can build there, but it's going to cost you so much that you'll never do it. You know, so I think that process is working really well. And we actually got through our forest element, and it was, you know, there was some contentious parts and stuff that we didn't all agree on, but one of them was developer fees, and, you know, it was kind of, I was a little irritated because I saw a headline in the McKinleyville Press that said, supervisors vote to lower developer fees. And I went, we didn't lower developer fees. We kept them the same. You know, so it's already.
Also, it was like government math.
Yeah.
Because you wanted the 20% increase and you only got 10, you were cut by 10.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That's so, kind of a nasty way to get things out.
Yeah, I didn't think it was very fair. And we kept, you know, what's in the 1984 plan, we're not going backwards from that. We're adding stuff to that and then updating it to the current state and federal regulations and laws. So saying that we're increasing them or we're decreasing them is not fair, because we weren't. We kept them the same. We said, you know, what they're paying now is, you know, what they'll pay going forward, and it's already very expensive to build in Humboldt County. And
so
adding to that is, well, let me finish this part. What, you know, what the developer fee would do is on per house, you know, say that it was $10,000 per house. Well, all that money would go into a pot, and it would fund infrastructure. And everybody's, you know, well, of course we want infrastructure. Well, it doesn't. You cannot use that money to fund salaries. Only the infrastructure. So it's the, you know, the a sheriff's substation or a, you know, roads and, you know, the what else, library, you know, those kinds of things. Well, if you don't have anybody to work in it, then it's not going to really do you a whole lot of good. And the in McKinleyville, you know, the community built a library, the community built a sheriff's substation. So the one big one that's left out there is roads. And what we said was, you know, we need to figure out how to handle roads, because that is a real issue. And the more you build, the more, you know, it's not just the road that you're living on, it's all the feeder roads coming in. And so we directed Public Works to go and do a study on what a developer fee for that separately from the general plan would look like, how much would it need to be and all that. So with the exception of roads, we kept it the same. And I think that, you know, if the community really wants a substation or a library, and, you know, we put one in McKinleyville with community. We, in Trinidad, they're just getting ready to do their grand opening on their new library, all community funded. And the county does help them with, you know, the permits and getting those through. And we staff it, through county funds, and but a lot of that's the community that does that. They come together and they pull that together. So the developer fee one was you know, it can be spun a lot of different ways, but I really think that we got a good product out of that at the end, because it's, you know, if you look at the amount of houses that are built in Humboldt County, how much would you have to charge somebody to really get a project pulled together? It would be insane. So,
my turn?
Your turn.
Well, you filibustered just perfectly to the break.
Oh, great.
You've been talking to Tyson, haven't you? KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
You want hot buys on furniture and appliances? You've got them during Vern's Furniture's July Hot Buy Savings Event. Choose your new 7-piece living room group starting at just $899.95. In Vern's Sleep Center, the new Serta Eye Comfort mattresses are the latest innovation. Or select your Englander mattress set in twin to king sizes. All with free local delivery and easy financing options. Hot buys on furniture and appliances during July at Vern's Furniture, 5th and G Streets in downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the last break, what I was trying to get in.
Till I cut you off.
Till you cut me off. Was the emotional connection that certain words have, particularly with something as weighty, physically as well as culturally, as the general plan has seemed to have gotten, that whether it's an interpretation of a word or two, which could mean tens of thousands of dollars to somebody or not to somebody, mm-hmm. or something being misreported or
blown out of proportion.
Inadvertent reporting, yeah, unless there's a reason behind it. And, you know, we'll presume that that wasn't the case. It can really get people fired up in a nanosecond.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys and gals trying to keep this thing manageable and as unemotional as possible, with still taking comments, still taking input, and still doing the fine tuning that you're trying to do to make this document a longer lived one?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's, you know, a few different, it's not a simple answer, but, you know, there's, you know, it was started, you know, 12 years ago. And so the update needs to be updated.
That's
and
right.
So,
there wasn't even a single supervisor who's on the board now that was there when it started.
No, and if you look at what the economy's done since then, when that first started, we were going gangbusters. And since then, we've had a complete shift. We've been through the Great Recession. And just that alone would make you take another look at what you have. You know, I think for me to justify the process that we're going through of really taking a really close look at what we have here and just not rubber stamping what the Planning Commission sent over for the general plan, you know, is necessary. And I told someone the other day, the easy way out of this thing would be to rubber stamp what the Planning Commission gave us. And the hard thing to do is to go and do policy by policy of the general plan and see exactly what it says, how it's going to affect people, what it's going to mean when someone goes in to pull their permit. And that's when it's really going to count, is when you go to build your house or you go to pay for a house that someone else built. That's where that's all going to catch up.
Yeah, game time.
And until then, you're not really going to fill a lot of this stuff.
Are there other documents? Because I would suppose that if this had been processed through, let's say it was 2 years, 10 years ago, you guys probably wouldn't be looking at this thing at 10 years. It's another document. Fine, it's there. Mm-hmm. It's working. Move on to something else. Are there other documents that are just as ancient that may have been constructed during times that were more affluent or there were better employment or whatever the situation might be that also need to be looked at, but nobody's looking at them right now because either nobody's squealing too loud, the attention's going here, mm-hmm. We got other fires to put out.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I don't know what those are off the top of my head, but I can almost guarantee you that there are some, you know. But, you know, this process that we're doing right now is, you know, we still have all the comments. And I, from before, from, you know, so when people are saying, oh, you're throwing out all this work, and that's not true either. We have all those comments written down and we have access to them. And I think we put them through the lens of, you know, some of those comments are old and were said during a different time period, but they're still there. We've read most of them. And then you have the current comments from people who email you, call you, come testify at our meetings. Then we have the ad hoc group who has gone through it. And then after all that gets pushed through, we have our staff go through those comments and then do a recommendation. And sometimes they agree with the ad hoc group mixed in with some other public comment. And then our staff will say, you know what? If we change it around a little bit, it would make a lot more sense like this. And then we'll take that, and then our board will most of the time either accept it or we'll change it around a little bit from there. And that's what straw voted. So once the straw vote has happened, then it gets put up, you know, on the shelf there. And I tell people all the time, you know, if we really screw it up, and whatever we straw voted is something that's going to be really detrimental to Humboldt County, or you see a big problem coming up down the road, you can let us know. And what will happen is we'll bring it up at the end and we can fix it. It's not too late. It's a straw vote only. It's not set in stone, and we're able to pull anything back up at the end of the process and fix those things. And then the other safeguard we put in is once the general plan is passed, we're going to look at it every 5 years, because I think we
critique it, review it.
We're going to review
touch it and dust it off. I mean, yeah, to what extent does review mean?
I think review is just a safeguard to, if we screwed something up and you realize it can be changed after 5 years. We can bring it up. Do I think it's not going to be a wholesale change of the plan, but it's a 20-year plan, and we'll be able to, you know, if there's something that's really glaring that we messed up, we can fix it. And I just think that's an extra safeguard on, you know, if there's something we really missed and it's, you know, it's not working well, we can still change it.
The folks that seem to have the biggest concerns is because they're not part of the process, you know, sitting on the sidelines taking cheap shots. I mean, that's an American tradition. Or are they blustering because of other things? What kind of sense do you have if you look at in total? Because it seems like the filters you're going through, it's almost like a Foley mill being used and making some jelly. You're grinding it and grinding it and grinding and grinding it to get as pure as you can. I don't think anybody would take exception to that, other than the time that it's taking to go through that process.
Yeah, it's to get caught up to where we're at, and the only way you would know all about this is if you were immersed like we are. And it's very easy to tell somebody, guess what they're doing? You know, they're doing this. And it is so easy to believe that, because how would you know otherwise? You know, so the people who take the time to ask a question about it, and I'm able to respond, or one of the other supervisors is able to respond, I think it's very easy to defend, because I know all the details about what we did. But it's, you know, if someone doesn't take that time and they just believe what they're hearing and sometimes what they're reading, that's not always accurate. I don't know how to defend against that. I think the only thing that we can do, or the way that I look at it, is I'm doing what I think is best and what is going to be affordable, what's going to be where someone can, you know, build affordable housing in Humboldt County, where, you know, you'll be able to buy a house here. And what we think is the right thing to do, and that's all we can do, you know. And the rest of it is, you know, people are going to take their pop shots, people are going to try and spin it one way or the other, and we're doing our best.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass, and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, considering some of the different challenges you're going through, I would think it's nice every once in a while, as the supervisors, it's nice every once in a while to get away, whether it's disappearing entirely or just seeing people in a different context.
It's disappearing entirely.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. I prefer that one also.
That was easy.
But we, you know, with all the rodeos going on, I can remember, you know, I guess when Anna Sparks was a supervisor, it was like a rodeo every weekend. Yeah. Doing something. Obviously, Rodoni, you know, and Roger and Joanna doing a little bit more extensive rodeoing, or rodeoing, I think is how he would always correct me. But we got the county fairs going on. Curry County, Del Norte, and Humboldt, three consecutive weekends.
Oryk.
You got the Oryk Rodeo. I think we've got Fort Bragg's Rodeo. A lot of stuff going on, but obviously for most of our listeners, the county fair coming up is going to be the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do anything there? Is that an opportunity to outreach, whether it's with the general plan or mm-hmm. just go there and eat funny food and, you know, take the kids and disappear?
Yeah, we got a call from the fair, and they asked if the supervisors would come to the Friendship Square and take a day. I think Rex is actually doing 2 days, and come and be on to answer questions, or, you know, just kind of hang out.
Just kind of Q&A.
And MC their event. And that I've never done that before, and I don't know if this is the first year they're doing it. I don't think anybody asked last year, but that should be fun. I think, you know, kind of getting in there and letting people come see you, and, you know, and it's most of the time you're in your district, and you get those people, and you know, hit and miss on people from outside of the district. So I think it'll be nice to have the whole county, and they can, you know,
no truth about you. Being strapped to the wheel and the knife throwing thing.
Well, I think if you,
or is that Rex? Yeah. Going to handle that part of the program.
I'm hoping.
He's such a small, petite target. You know, yeah, I'm sure they never hit him.
Put an apple in his mouth.
Yeah. No, it's supposed to be on top of your head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Tape it on his head.
Look, Dad, got the apple right in the
Well, they said something at our meeting about a catapult at the, what was it, the... Farm Bureau is going to have a catapult at their 100th anniversary. It's going to be out at Samoa Cookhouse.
That would be frightening, and, too.
It's going to be on Saturday from noon to 5, I think, or noon to 3 or noon to 5, and they were saying something about a catapult, and we all look at each other like, who's getting on the catapult?
Who looks the closest to a ball in this group? Huh.
They said it wasn't for humans, so I said, ooh, we're safe.
Yeah, I dodged another one. Do those kind of events kind of help to reground everybody to what's going on, instead of being surrounded by the supporters mm-hmm. or the fan clubs and that kind of stuff, just to kind of get out and be amongst everybody?
Yeah, I think so. And it's fun because you get to take your family, you know, and they get to see you in a different, you know, sitting there with a suit and tie on at the board meeting and being all formal. And, you know, they get to see you out and about with your wife and daughter. And I enjoy those kinds of things. So,
well, for you, it's a wife and daughter. I mean, if I was out with your wife and daughter, people would take comment, too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be positive for me, I'm sure.
I knew he was weird.
Yeah. In those kind of situations, do you mind people coming up and talking to you? Or is that kind of personal time and
no,
that's
I don't.
Okay? And
yeah, I have an awesome wife who understands what this job entails. And it was, you know, when I was on the tribal council before this, I would, you know, she wouldn't send me to the grocery store if she wanted something in a half an hour, because I wouldn't be back for an hour for sure. And this is the same kind of way. And I mean, that's, you know, most of the time that's when, you know, people feel more comfortable coming up and talking to you. Some people don't like to email or call you, or are intimidated to come to a meeting and speak. And so this is, you know, this is a way to talk to you and on a more personal level and say something that they want to say. And I don't mind. I mean, obviously, there's you got to get home sometime, but you know,
within the norms.
Yeah. And I don't mind at all. I think it's actually fun to go out and meet new people. And
okay, we'll see who's at Friendship Square when I come strolling through.
Yeah,
I'll be in the back row. Thanks for coming
by. The heckler.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.